Preparations for the service-wide training will begin next week. It's split into two programs, one for Navy leaders and one for deck plate sailors. Navy members who'll become part of deployable training teams will start immersing themselves in the curriculum the Navy's developed with the help of an outside contractor. From there, they'll begin traveling to areas with high Navy populations to begin passing the training on to Navy leaders through what the service is calling its Sexual Assault Prevention and Response for Leaders program, or SAPR-L. Captain Scott Seeberger is the Chief of Staff for the Navy's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Task Force.
The SAPR-L audience of all ESM and above plays a significant role in sexual assault prevention and response, particularly in the creation and sustainment of command climates that establish a zero-tolerance policy for sexual misconduct. The SAPR-L training course is designed to raise leaders' awareness concerning the reality of sexual assault in the Navy, provide leadership with tools and techniques to prevent sexual assaults, and educate leaders about response roles in the event a sexual assault does take place.
Every sailor with the rank of Chief Petty Officer or above will be required to take that leadership training, either in person or, in the cases of sailors in remote locations, through DOD's Defense Connect online service.
And they'll be undergoing training throughout next week. The first qualified team will then proceed to their designated region, where they'll be training the leadership triads, and that training will commence on the 16th of July. Those MMTTs will be engaging the leadership triads for the next 5 weeks from mid-July through the tail end of the first week of August. We've got 15 regions that we've established for the MMTTs to engage. There's 10 here in the United States, and there are five overseas. There are approximately just a little less than 100 sites that the MMPTs will engage.
The deadline for leaders to take the training is September 30th, and their next job will be to provide training to lower-ranking sailors through the separate SAPR Fleet Program, or SAPR-F. The program follows what the Navy says was an unprecedented sexual assault education effort in April during Sexual Assault Awareness Month, when the Navy conducted a service-wide stand-down to communicate the problem of sexual assault to every sailor. Rear Admiral Martha Herb is the Navy's Director of Personnel Readiness and Community Support.
We were just trying to get people aware of the problem, so we had a very broad brush overview look at sexual assault. With SAPR-L, we've drilled down and we've hired a local contract to create a professional product. And we have actually filmed it on a ship, and we used actors and actresses to give it a real feel. And it's a vignette of the process that occurs in the sexual continuum of harm, such that you see the precursors or the grooming behavior that occurs that might lead up to a sexual assault. It looks at the decisions that people on the ship have to make when they're observing these behaviors as to whether they should intervene or not.
The Navy says it's extremely focused on the issue of sexual assault. There were 582 reports of sexual assault in the service last year, a slight downtick from the year before. But according to the Navy's top officer, Admiral Jonathan Greener, the decrease wasn't enough to be encouraging.
When I look at the numbers, I see a 7%, but I don't consider that statistically significant. I say, okay, thanks for that. I'm very focused on this. We've got a lot of work to do.
That work, Navy leaders say, includes getting every sailor to be as concerned about the issue as they say they are. A key part of that, Herb says, is the concept of bystander intervention, educating every sailor about the warning signs of a situation that could lead to a sexual assault and that it's their responsibility to intervene in those situations.
Bystander intervention is grounded very well in civilian sector research. And the idea is with their peers, when they see their peer doing a behavior that will impact their career or impact the well-being and health of another sailor, that it's our duty to step in and interrupt what's occurring. And so it becomes a peer-to-peer intervention. It also can become a peer to somebody senior to you when you see them doing something that's against our core values. We expect everybody in the ranks to be observant of the behaviors that they're seeing, and when they see something that's against our core values, to step in and intervene, because it's the right thing to do and our allegiance and loyalty to the Navy.
Herb says the Navy's been working on the training programs since last year. The materials they came up with were good, she says, but they wanted a more effective way to communicate the messages to individual sailors, so they convened civilian sexual assault experts from across the country and hired an outside contractor to develop a video depicting some of the common situations that can lead to sexual assault, like grooming behavior.
We had many of the key leaders in the country in sexual assault who advised us on how do you formulate your training so that you have something that's professional, that reflects the Navy core values and consistent with the way our Navy is, but at the same time challenges people to look at what they think and believe about sexual relations. And then when we decided to employ the help of a contractor, it brought in a new level of expertise on how to use media to drive your message home even harder. And our biggest message is preventing sexual assault is an all-hands effort that requires the awareness and willingness of everyone to act.
After all of the Navy's leadership is trained through the new program, they're responsible for training each sailor in their command, with a deadline of no later than December 31st of this year. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.